This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I play pitcher, shortstop, third base, and center field.
Those are the prime positions.
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
It's time for your Sunrise Guys, Dirt and Sprague.
Yeah, you were the best player on your team.
Yes, then we talking.
More Dirt and Sprague.
Scrape cleanup on aisle three. Come get it.
Sounds like you're just an athlete.
Yeah.
Andy Dirt Johnson, Brandon Sprague.
Ping pong, baseball, football, basketball.
Tennis, swimming. Lacrosse, whatever you need me to play, I'm going to go do it.
Dirt and Sprague on the Fan Sports Network.
Hockey.
Whatever, on the rink, whatever you need me to do, it don't matter.
All right, welcome back in. Hour number two. Dirt and Sprague here on 105.1 The Fan, the Fan Sports Network. Good morning. Happy hump day, everybody.
Hello.
Nice little Wednesday, September the 3rd. Do you remember the 3rd of September?
I don't remember the 3rd of September.
I say that almost every day in the month of September. I
every
do the little jingle.
Do you remember
the 4th of September?
You can do it for every number.
You can. It's a delightful month and a delightful song. Poll question is up from the first hour carryover. Joe Montana has Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, Justin Herbert as his top three quarterbacks to start a franchise with. Does Joe know ball? Yes or no? Yes is winning 83%.
Yeah, you know.
You can't claim Joe Montana doesn't know ball.
Yeah. It's because there's one guy included in that and a lot of fans in this area that want that guy desperately to be in the top three conversation.
I mean, he might get there.
But he's got to win a playoff game first. You know, if you want to be a top three guy, you got to have a playoff win.
We have a lot to get to in the second hour of the program. We will start talking about NFL.
Yes, we will.
Soon. But not right now.
Okay.
But soon.
Hold it.
So yesterday I... was amusing myself by listening to all of the takeaways from the college football week one.
Okay.
Did you think I was going somewhere darker with
no,
that?
No, I did not at all.
Cat pervert.
No,
not at all.
Wasn't mean a cat pervert.
My head didn't go there at all.
And listening to the takeaways, I saw, I was watching some shows and I saw some stuff and it caught my eye and my ear of Alabama being... what Alabama is.
Roll damn tide.
A Barstool clip circulated, of course, of a guy just saying, you deserve this.
This is a football nightmare, brother.
Legend out there screaming on Feinbaum, right? And then A.J. McCarron came out. Remember A.J. McCarron?
I do remember A.J. McCarron.
Cincinnati Bengal legend?
Yeah, he was dating hot. Remember Brett Musburger fawning over his girlfriend in the national championship game?
Not awkward at all.
Not at all.
And A.J. McCarron is basically stating that he knows Bama's NIL isn't even in the top five.
Help me, I'm poor.
They don't spend as much in the NIL.
I'm poor.
I saw our friend R.J. Choppy over there in Dallas at our sister station 105.3 The Fan in Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
He's a diehard Tennessee fan, and he says he doesn't think Alabama is in the top five of spending in the SEC, let alone college football.
Doesn't surprise me at all.
And so this is all I'm asking today. You said something off the cuff that we didn't highlight, but you actually, I think, believe this. You just said during our Kalen DeBoer Alabama collapsing conversation,
yes,
why would he leave in regards to Dan Lanning? Oregon's the better job. And I think people can hear that and go, what an absolute honk take. I also think, I don't know how wrong you are, because the way that the world is in that sport now, it's a sport in a world that Nick Saban was done with.
Yeah, he didn't want to deal with it anymore.
He openly bitched about it in his last couple years as a coach.
Somebody had that takeaway yesterday of like, there's always the benefit of the doubt with Saban because he was Saban, but are we sure that this doesn't happen in Alabama if he sticks around?
Well, I highlighted this yesterday of he was kind of gifted a playoff spot in his last year when it should have been Florida State because they went undefeated.
They fell just short against Michigan because they couldn't hike the ball. Remember, that's how they lost that game in the Rose Bowl. Michigan won the title.
But again, if they don't make that playoff and then that guy's saying, I can't deal with this crap anymore. I'm not trying to give an out for Kalen. I'm just asking, man, we think of Alabama because of the how many titles did he win there? Seven or eight or six?
Six or seven?
Whatever it was, because of the 15-year dominant run they had, we just think that it should continue to be that, whereas it's like
six national titles at Alabama. He won seven total.
Oregon has emerged as a very smart player in the NIL world, and Dan Lanning is a very active guy, right?
Tennessee's got a lot of money to spend.
And that quarterback looked pretty good on Saturday. I know they played Syracuse, but he looked pretty good.
He looked better than Nico did.
I'm just simply asking, man, like, I don't know if we are accurately looking at the world of college football versus we're just going off of what we've seen successful for 15 years. Again, not meant as an out for Kalen, just simply saying Alabama doesn't have the advantage they once did when Bagman existed.
Right.
And you could get in just by being you and losing one
time. This is such a different game that we're playing now, man. This isn't like local car dealerships handing bags of cash of like 200 grand to a recruit. This is guys signing million-dollar deals to go play for universities. Now, they have a very strong recruiting class. I think this idea all of a sudden that like Alabama's poor and they can't hang, like, stop it, dude. They're one of the biggest spenders in the sport. They spend on their facilities. They get crazy donations. Like, some of this stuff is getting overblown.
Their star composite's pretty high, too.
Yeah, dude. Like, do I think they're the biggest spender in the sport? No. And I think that's part of the problem that they're facing right now. Also, part of the issue in this new era, and I think this is what has been highlighted at Alabama, is that it's one thing just to go buy the player. Like Saban said this last year on game day, if you pay the wrong guys, you're S out of luck. That was his whole thing. Like, you got to spend money, but if you're not giving it to a guy who's bought in, who's playing hard, who's committed, who's a good teammate, who cares about the organization and all of that, then you're going to be S out of luck. And I think there's a little bit of that going on right now based on the level of compete and effort that was shown in their first game of like, do these guys care? Or are they just getting a check and saying we're happy to be here because you're paying us?
Right.
And you're paying us more than maybe somebody else offered. Like, that's the danger in the current era, that you have to, as a coach, find a way to, yes, pay the players for them to come to your program, but then for them to buy in and to commit and to play hard and to be okay with not playing a certain number of snaps or not getting a certain number of touches. That was one of the biggest takeaways I had, honestly, from Oregon's first game, was that DeCorian Moore block of, here's a number one wide receiver, and whenever you sign a guy like that, there's a fear of, like, does he want 10 touches a game? Like, if he only gets three or four catches, is that enough for him? And he was celebrating in the end zone a big block helping a teammate score, and it tells me that the culture and the buy-in from the teammates is strong, and that's good to see right out of the gate. I said it yesterday. I said it on social media when we were tweeting with a buddy from Omaha, and I genuinely believe it. The situation that he's in right now, Oregon's a better job than Alabama. They have unlimited resources. They're building the nicest practice facility that exists in all of football, not just in college, in the NFL. Mm-hmm. It'll be done in the next year and a half. One of the guys who played in Oregon secondary, who was a true freshman, was the number one recruit in the state of Alabama last year. Naeem Offord was the number one player in the state of Alabama. He signed with Oregon. He played right away as a true freshman. You know who the number one recruit in the state of Alabama is this year? Anthony Tank Jones. You know where he's currently committed? The University of Oregon. That's back-to-back years that Dan Lanning could take the number one player from a high school-rich state in Alabama.
That is a massive upset. That,
with Auburn and Alabama, and these kids growing up of dreaming of going to Auburn or Alabama. Mm-hmm. And look, we don't know if he's going to stay committed and sign on signing day. We got a long ways to go and tell them, but he got offered. He played right away as a true freshman last weekend, and he's got a chance to go grab the number one player in the state back-to-back years. So it seems like it's over the top. It seems like it's a homer take, and I'm sure that some will disagree completely with it.
100%.
But I genuinely believe it. Like,
Like, this idea of him potentially leaving, he's not going in. He has everything that he needs to win in Eugene, and there's no reason to leave.
Well, I think Kalen is, you know, I don't know if Kalen is going to turn this around or fall flat on his face and be 8-4 this year. I don't know. It's 1 week. We've got a long ways to go, man.
Long ways to go.
They have UL Monroe this week, all right? If they don't handle business against UL Monroe, then, yeah, they're going to go maybe 7-5 or 6-6.
They famously beat him in Saban's first year. I think that was the loss. Everybody's like, oh, my God, Saban lost it. And then he won six national titles.
A couple writers this weekend were jokingly like, all right, Alabama, next weekend, you're going to take on ... And it was the box score of that outcome. No, I hear you, and I don't disagree with the structure and infrastructure, I guess I should say, of the university is totally in place. Mm-hmm. What I would also hint at, though, or get at is how much of it is coach-driven, right? Like, what Mario had it at was pretty good, mm-hmm. pretty successful, and then Lanning comes in, and you're like, no-name assistant guy is going to make this better, and he's been a better recruiter.
Yeah.
He's going to have probably the most wins of any coach in Oregon history the first 4 years as a coach.
Yeah, he already has a mark for 3 years, and if he wins, I think, 10 games this year,
if
he breaks
Chip. If it's
10
or more, he will break Chip's record. And look at the recruiting class. They were fifth in the portal rankings this year. What are they right now in the 26 class? They're top four?
They are currently seventh overall.
Okay.
But when you look at the quality of player ranking, they are a point ahead of everybody else because they don't have that many commits in this class.
Oregon is set up to be good, but it does take the right individual, I think, to carry it out the way that it's been executed. For you to say out loud, it's better than Alabama, I think with anybody, that's maybe incorrect. With the right guy, I think you're right.
Yeah.
And I think that's
what's interesting. You've got to hire the right guy, for sure.
100%. And I think that is what's interesting is Alabama, we all know, because again, star composite ranking roster-wise, it's the most talented roster in football. But to what you said, if you're not getting the buy-in, man, you can be Mike Norvell last year, 2-10.
Yeah, things can hit the side of a mountain quick.
Or you get 23 new recruits, new quarterback, new coordinators. We're beating Alabama handedly in week one, and oh my God, now I'm a genius. It's all about the cultural fit and who you're giving the money to. And you could even say Oregon, we'll see what happens.
Yeah,
maybe they even flubbed in this regard. They give Mekhi Hughes a big bag. He comes over. He barely plays against Montana State.
Could be an example of this. I have no clue.
But it doesn't hurt them overall because they've recruited and brought in so much talent.
Right.
You can get past that. Now, when you rely on 20, 25, 30 guys, Ole Miss has 30 transfer players.
Yeah.
And they're not the right guys, you can have a nightmare of a season.
Right,
so
right.
I think to your point, it's about the coach and it's about the cultural fit more so than it is anymore about what's the jersey, what's the helmet. You got to have that right guy. And if you do, you can be Oregon, maybe one of the best jobs in the country. But if you don't, then the Alabama, Ohio States of the world are probably almost always going to trump you.
And I also think, too, like this is part, it goes back to the conversation I remember having when Saban retired and everybody laughed at Oregon because they thought Lanning was going to take the job. And then he didn't take the job. And it was funny when Husky fans laughed and then their coach ended up leaving. But I remember having the take at the time, and some people disagree with it, like our buddy Pate, who we'll talk to tomorrow, was adamant against this. He said, if you're an alpha, you want the best job, you go, you challenge yourself and you want to follow Nick Saban and prove that you have the mettle to do that as a coach. Exactly what is transpiring there is why I would never want anything to do with that job. First off,
I think you can make an argument actually the other way about the alpha, quote unquote.
Like, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do my own thing.
I'm going to make this.
I'm going to win a title here. I'm not going to follow somebody else and ride their coattails.
Right.
I'm going to do it at my own place.
Right.
Like, it's just every time you lose a game, this is what happens. Now, nobody saw them losing to Vanderbilt or Oklahoma last year, so those were jaw-dropping losses, especially in the way that they happened. But that's the reality there, man. Like, every time you lose a game at Alabama, a hot seat conversation will happen. If Oregon loses on the road to Penn State at the end of September, and it's, you know, 31-21, and you're like, all right, young team, they were in it, but not quite enough on the road, nobody's firing Dan. Nobody's freaking out. You're saying, all right, long season to go. You can still lose another game and still make the college football playoff this year. When you're at Alabama, you lose a game, everybody wants you fired. And you're also in a position where you're taking over a program who, I think we have to remember, like, for my entire childhood, Alabama was nothing. They were they were Forrest Gump in a movie. They were a Bear Bryant hat. Like, Alabama football was largely irrelevant my entire life.
until Nick Saban got there. Go look at their win-loss records
go
year in and
Mike
year
Shula
out.
Days.
Go look at the Mike Shula days, dude. Like, that program was
Sean
in
Alexander
a,
was the only thing I knew that was good about Alabama for a while.
No, there wasn't a lot going on there. And then Saban shows up and he wins six national championships. And it reminds you of Bear Bryant. But there's a bit of, like, they were Nebraska for a while. They were Notre Dame was this for a
but
while.
We know, like, how they were able to do it, right? Like, Saban's the genius. We also know,
like he cheated his ass off. He paid players, but it's just a different era now.
Well, of course, he had nothing to do with it. He never knew that they were getting cash handshakes and McDonald's bag stuff with 50 grand to sign. Like, it was easier to do that with car salesmen and oil guys behind the scenes than it is to have big time. Like, there's different money when you talk about Nike in Alabama, man. There's different money. And so I would have never wanted that job just because of the nature of following a guy like that and all the expectations that come with it. And so we'll see how it works out long term for Kalen DeBoer. But I genuinely believe it right now that if I could choose a place to be a head coach where these recruits are going everywhere and you have the ability to pay guys, I would give me the Oregon job 10 times out of 10.
We've got SEC versus ACC coaches beef. Huh? Your grade sucks.
It's glorious.
It's exactly who you want.
Welcome more of this.
I really want to know. Like, we need a rematch now in the playoffs. That'd be a great game.
Two takeaways. I want to see them rematch now after those quotes. And I really, like, I would do a shady thing to watch Mario play Oregon in the playoffs.
God, dude. Mario coming to Autzen in round one.
Now, devastating outcome potentially.
That's possible.
Looming. I
outcome.
Mean, the worst possible.
No doubt about it.
Would
that
you
would
rather
hurt.
Lose to Kalen again or Mario at home? You'd rather lose to Kalen because at least, you know, offensive genius with the right talent.
I've talked a lot of ass about Kalen, though, recently.
Do you know how many times Mario tries to lose football games?
He
and
does.
If he out, like, does your team.
Yeah. Does it, he actually kneels the ball with the lead? Is that what you're telling me
he's
going to do?
He goes for it on fourth and short and gets that touchdown instead of kicking
a field
goal.
He doesn't run it three straight times. Dude, there was a video that went viral of him on their last drive where they kicked a field goal where he didn't know that Notre Dame had another timeout left. They ran the ball to kick a field goal.
Don't tell me.
And then he looked like, what are you talking about to the official? And the official came over and was like, they had another timeout left.
I'm going to put that as a poll question. Duck fan, who would you rather lose to in the playoff, Kalen DeBoer or Mario Cristobal? Duck fan's not going to like that because it's losing.
I think it would be like, who would you rather face with the possibility of losing to them? Not like, who would you rather lose to? Like, I don't want to lose to either of them, but who would you rather play, but knowing that the outcome is going to be painful? Is it more painful to lose to DeBoer or Mario Cristobal?
It's NFL Eve. We'll get to the National Football League. Coaches beef. We'll get to that coming up next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
You can get a hold of the Fan, the 105.1, the Fan Sports Network, at the Fan text line, 503-864-6326. You can also hit us up on the YouTube chat. We are live. Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. P1 Tanner says, I agree with you that Oregon's a better job than Bama right now. The only thing that Oregon doesn't have over other jobs is recruiting location, and unless us libs start breeding five-star players all over the place, Oregon will never have that. But with TV and social media, I don't think it's a huge disadvantage, and I don't think that it is either. I think that used to be a fear of the job, of there's not a lot of, you know, big homegrown talent.
Yeah.
But I think their recruiting classes the last handful of years have proven that that's not the limitation that it used to be.
One, having your NIL collective in order is the most under-talked about important thing of that sport now.
Yes.
Two, private jets exist. The life and world is a lot different for people in Eugene, Oregon.
Yes, it is.
And three, that might be the way to bring our state together. We find those Idaho weirdos, and then we breed them with the inner city libs.
Yeah, there you go. Get some five-star recruits out here in our neck of the woods.
Super woke.
Strong.
But big bear kids That's growing right. up here in the state of Oregon.
Big, burly, liberal defensive linemen.
With slightly problematic thought.
Yes, yes.
With I'm uncomfortable. Why?
Why?
Don't say it.
Emotional support animals as they walk in.
You know what? If they play as good as that Hoover kid at TCU.
I'm all for it.
Wear ears. Put a tail on. Hey, I don't care.
You could be a cat.
Football Talk on the Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started. How's this going to hit you on Sunday?
What the hell?
Oh, my Lord. What about this one? And then Dirt and his wife are going to cosplay, get super kinky and weird, sing the song together. Naked in the living room. What are those weirdos
so
doing?
So we do every Sunday night, man. We get naked and sing to Carrie Underwood. Every Sunday night.
Is she singing on Thursday night, or are they saving that?
Do they do it Thursday night for the opener?
Yeah, they do.
They do like a waiting all day for Thursday night?
I don't know.
Because the song is waiting all day for Sunday night, but NBC has the opener. I couldn't remember.
Maybe they do a season kickoff version.
We will. If Carrie Underwood's singing, we will sing. Let's just put it at that.
Big Carrie Underwood fan, huh?
For waiting all day for
Did
Sunday
ball
night.
Does the ballgame know the words yet?
He will. Not yet, but he will. Mark my words.
What is something he's not saying that your wife is a little, like, upset he hasn't said yet? Is, like, is he saying mom?
Oh, yeah. He's got all the mamas and the dadas and the,
He learned that
he's
song.
He's actually dropped mama for a mom recently, and she's not happy with that. She prefers mama. But lately, it's been a few, mom!
Oh, really?
And you're like, whoa, that got formal real quick.
I get called father man.
Father man? I'm okay with father man. I'm all right with that.
It's comical.
Yeah.
Father man.
But it's a little weird.
Dad man.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a little
weird. I'm either father man or Sprague in my own house.
Sprague. Hey, Sprague.
Yeah.
It's a little odd, but you know what I'm in.
We've taught him how to say touchdown, and he also, if we yell go, he responds ducks. So I'm two for two in that category.
God.
Breed him young.
He's in a cult, that poor kid. It's awful. We've got Coach Beef.
We do. We got back and forth Coach Beef.
Now, who are we rooting for in Coach Beef here?
This is not
two?
An easy answer.
It's not. I think that's a good poll question as well. Dabo Swinney and Brian Kelly both had their contest this past weekend. And Dabo, unfortunately, came up short. Brian Kelly gets himself a big opening win. Massive amounts of talent brought in through the portal. And this time, the portal came through, and they get the win at Clemson. And Dabo was asked about grading the loss. Like, how would you view your team and LSU. And here was what Dabo had to say to that.
I mean, if we were to make the first tackle, I mean, Wade's got the guy. He's got, I mean, I don't even know how his knee didn't go down. But he, you know, without that run, I mean, like I said, the last 58 minutes is 2.8. And that is a physical group. It's a very smart quarterback. And that is a back. So they're going to be a problem. And they got some explosive dudes. And it was a hell of a game. It was a hell of a game. Down to the last play. Right out of the gate. It's like getting the final exam day one of class. They made a 65. We made a 58. Neither one of us were great.
So, I don't know. I heard this and I didn't think there was I thought that was a good coach answer. And
hey, it's tough to play a big game right out of the gate where we didn't have any preseason and you're kind of thrown into the fire. Difference in this one is them being at home. They had a massive advantage there. And also
I'm just going to interrupt you here. I picked Clemson to win the ACC and get to the title game.
And they probably still will.
And maybe they can.
They were very close to winning that game.
I know that Death Valley is a good home field advantage.
Yes, it is.
I just, when we get into this kind of talent, I never really can tell anymore how much that home field plays a factor when you have an NFL quarterback on the other side.
Sure.
NFL defensive players everywhere.
It's not the end all be all. The biggest determining factor. I would say Clemson's inability to run the football was a bigger determining factor.
Also, to not block the pass for us was a problem. Klubnik running for his life. Anyways, so a 58-65 is how he grades this, right? Just kind of offhand says it. Here's Brian Kelly's response because he hears this.
We dominated him in the second half. So he's either a really good grader giving himself a 58, or he's a really hard grader on us, or he didn't see the second half, which that might be the case. He might not have wanted to see the second half.
I mean, look, that's a pretty good response from Brian Kelly. I can't stand either of these guys, and especially Brian Kelly. That's an A-plus response. They outscored them 14-0 in their own building in the second half. They held Clemson at 31 rushing yards total on 20 carries. They dominated the line of scrimmage. And, look, I'm still very high on Clemson. It's one game. We never overreact to one game. We try and learn our lesson every single
Clemson
year.
Clemson's success rate on passing downs for the game, what would you venture to guess?
Not very good.
26%.
Yeah, dude. And they, I said this going into the game, and I will highlight it again coming out of the game.
Yeah.
At some point, if Clemson is a very good program. They're going to win 9 or 10 games this year. They're probably going to be in the playoff, and they're probably going to win the ACC. I still have no issue taking them over in Miami.
I think this about LSU. Convinced me after 1 week that they're the playoff team.
And no doubt. Yeah. For Clemson, there's a prove it of dude, that's 4 in a row you've lost to the SEC. And in a lot of those games, you have been dominated at the line of scrimmage. Mm-hmm. And that's just something where I can take you seriously as an ACC playoff contender or a ACC conference title contender, which they might go on to win the conference. There's a difference between winning the conference in the ACC like they did last year and then going and doing it in the playoff. And the road game in the playoff against Texas last year was not one that they were supposed to win, so I'm not really counting that. But they played Georgia in the opener last year. Remember that in Atlanta, and they lost 34-3 after it being 7-3 at halftime. Mm. They didn't score in the second half, got dominated. They lost to South Carolina at home in their last game in their in-state rivalry, got dominated defensively, and then 10 points out of the gate, and you get shut out in the second half in your own building. There's just a budding trend here of you got to win one of these in order for me to believe that you're a national title contender, and this is kind of a long streak now.
Well, when you lose a close game, even though the dominance, as you mentioned, stat-wise, is not in your favor, and your history suggests that you can beat the SEC and win a national championship, should you be questioned because you've lost 4 in a row?
I'm just saying the history to me doesn't pertain anything to this year. That history is a long time ago, man. Dabo has the ability to do it, sure, but that was a decade ago.
I guess what I'm asking is LSU played a good game.
They did.
They had their troubles game as well.
They outgained them by 100 yards, though, in their own building, and they could run the football.
How many SEC teams do we put in the category of beat Clemson? I think that's the interesting part. LSU, clearly, right? They just did it.
Yes.
I think people would put Georgia in it.
Yep.
I'm not going to rush to say Texas after seeing that arch game.
Yeah.
Oklahoma, let's wait and see what that becomes.
Yeah, there's a long ways to go for them. And Alabama looked terrible.
Yeah. Bama looked, just non-respondent to what Florida State was doing to them.
Sure.
I think Clemson's fine, though. Bill Connelly was like, this is why Clemson has no chance to me. I'm like, damn, Bill.
Yeah, there's a lot of that. There was that opinion coming into the year where they were a very trendy pick, and I had them in my championship
game. Because they were experienced. They had guys coming back.
Yes, and a quarterback who's a four-year starter. He didn't look great. His offensive line didn't help. But their inability to run the football and only having 13 first downs, Those are trends that have kind of piled up for them in these games that they haven't been able to correct.
So who are we rooting for in that coach beef? Let's wrap it up with that.
I think I'm going to go Brian Kelly there. Really? Just because I hate Brian Kelly.
Your family.
Dude, that response was 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
10 out of 10, no notes.
Yeah, Dabo was off there. I don't think
Dabo meant to be disrespectful.
I don't think he did either.
I think he's just saying it was one-score game.
It's just natural for him.
I think he just saying, like, there's a better way to phrase it instead of saying they got a D and we got an F.
What was the final? 17-10?
17-10. They were up 10-3 at the half, and they got outscored 14-0 in the second half.
He did get dominated the second half.
I still think as a coach, you walk away and go, we lost by one score.
I think that's all you need to see. You don't need to say they got a D for winning.
Because
you could say
that's
LSU was, I think that's where Kelly was like,
the DF thing, yeah.
Dude, went on the road. We outscored you 14-0 in the second half.
That's fair.
Our quarterback played well. Like, we had a catch overturned that should have been a catch. Like, what are we doing here?
I bet you they talked today.
Yeah, I bet they called.
Like, hey,
I bet they called.
I didn't mean it. You know, yeah.
The Northwestern coach called the Tulane coach too after that beef as well from the weekend, and he was like, "I cleared stuff up. I had no say in that."
Yeah, you guys asked what was going on.
Of course, you better call.
Yeah,
lost by 21 to a group of five school.
I respect New Orleans. He went on this whole like diatribe at his press conference.
Suggest the guy doesn't respect New Orleans.
Hey, whatever you use for motivation, you use, man. I guarantee you, Dan Lanning's going to have a fiery speech. He said, "You're making $400 million this year."
We got another coach crying the new conference he's in and what it does for his team. They're also ringing bells at practice this week. So we'll get to that audio. We'll get back into college football. I want to pause at the college. It's NFL Eve. We're going to have the NFL start tomorrow. Let's talk some NFL coming up next. Devastating day for many sports fans. Stream East was taken down.
Ouch.
Yeah. That one hurts a little bit right there. The pirating streaming website that many chose to use instead of getting any streamer or cable was taken down and shut down in a sting operation. 136 million average monthly visits to Stream East.
That's so insane.
1.6 billion total visits in the last calendar year. They're calling this the equivalent of taking down one of the biggest pirates in the world.
I mean, it was that big of a deal for that many people watching sports. That's insane I was just blown away that it lasted that long because it's well known in the sports community that exists. And it's like, how did you operate without getting taken down for that long? Remarkable run for Streamies.
Hell of a job.
I'm sure another pirate will pop up and help out the fellow pirates out there, but RIP to Stream East.
Also, quick question for you guys. Your phones autocorrect when you type words wrong?
Yeah, all the time.
So I'm kind of outing myself here, but I'm telling you not to worry about it. Why, when I type injured, I sometimes hit the space bar after I instead of the N, and then I write jerd. It autocorrects to I buried.
What are you trying to tell us over there, buddy?
I don't ever
do it in your spare time. What are you burying in your backyard?
I've never typed I buried to anybody about anything ever, I don't think, and it autocorrects.
Is there a way to turn it off?
There is actually a way, I believe, that you can do it. I am too. I'm a 50-50. You win some, you lose some. Sometimes I enjoy it because I type like an idiot and it's nice to be corrected, and other times I'm just trying to say go Ducks and it turns into an F word.
Oh, really? Mine won't allow me to do the F word.
I've done it so many times that I think it's just been overridden in my phone.
Type an F word, it tries to.
Yeah, I think I text it so many times that it just is like accepted my dialogue.
I told a buddy once who was a Duck fan or is a Duck fan, and I said, go Duck yourself. And I had to. He said, absolutely will.
Yeah, thank you.
Sco, baby.
Sco, baby.
I was like, damn it. Autocorrect.
Yep. Didn't mean to do that.
Good news for everybody.
What do you got?
The real football is about to start.
Yeah, buddy.
I'm already looking up what bets I like for the opening weekend. Let's go. I tell you what, man. They have the wrong team playing the Super Bowl champions.
Is this still your Power Rank number one song?
Yeah.
Still number one for you?
Yeah. It's
hard to disagree with. They're all great.
They're all iconic.
They're all wonderful.
This is probably my least favorite. Doesn't really do a lot for me. It feels very passive, soft. Mm. This, we're marching.
I mean, this is perfect.
We got the nighttime capped off, and then this is, I mean, come on.
Now, do you throw the NFL Network music in there too? Does that belong in the categories?
Which one is that? How does that go? I don't think we have that in the system.
I don't think we do either. I just remember who is the kid in. No, not that one. No. The one, like, the NFL Network has their own song that they play.
When they play games,
do their Germany games and stuff. I can't remember it off the top of my head. I just remember the kid from Sandlot did the dancing video. Remember where they danced all these songs?
Oh, yeah, I think he does
and
that every
year. And
that's
one of the songs in there. And I'm always like, that's included, huh? They don't have that many games. I think I can still go Fox 1. Fox 1, NBC 2, Monday Night Football 3,
yeah,
CBS 4.
That's probably my exact order.
I feel good about that order.
I would say this, too. Do you guys like the rollout of the NFL the way college did this to us last week? They had the similar rollout in week one of Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Do you guys like the way that they're rolling it out?
Give me football every day.
Yeah, especially week one, the more standalone games that you can have. So I can see a number of teams. Now, hopefully they're the right teams. I don't want to see the Saints on a standalone game, but...
Well, your standalones in week one, you get the Cowboys and Eagles
tomorrow
night.
Cowboys and Eagles.
You get the Chiefs and the Chargers on Friday.
Yes.
Your Sunday night game in week one is Ravens and Bills.
Excellent.
That's a standalone game. And then your Monday night, you guys know the Monday night game?
Bears-Vikings.
Bears and Vikings.
Did you see they're putting gold patches on the jerseys of players who won either MVP or player of the year in a category? So like Josh Allen's going to have a gold patch this year?
I'm cool with that. Yeah. Where's it going to be? On the front of the jersey?
You know where the logo...
The NFL, wherever the NFL shield is.
The shield.
Okay. I'm cool with that.
The shield is gold.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. That's kind of a cool thing to do.
Little motivation to tackle the guy harder. Like, you got a gold patch. You think you're so cool.
It's like us in Portland who have the gold thing on the back of our jerseys, even though it was in 1977. Should we still be able to count that?
Yeah. It was a title.
It technically was.
How many teams were in the league in 77?
Four.
I want to say like...
Don't do that.
18 or 20.
18 to 20? Okay.
I'll Google it.
Be funny if it was like 10.
How many NBA teams were there?
Well, the NFL is back.
The NBA, yes, it is.
The NFL is back.
I'm very excited.
I'm super excited. I want to get into actual NFL stuff, not just, hey, we got a Thursday night football game. Although I am still very angry the Cowboys.
22 NBA teams in 77.
Okay, there's 30 now.
Yeah,
so
it's not bad.
Eight
not
less.
Bad. Best of 22 is not bad.
There's so many other I think I'd almost rather just watch the Eagles wreck the Saints then have to be forced to the Cowboys.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I'm going to try and take the silver lining of the NFL being back and view it as either A, I get to watch the Cowboys get their teeth kicked in on national television, and that is always delightful. Or B, they somehow pull off a shocking upset, and then Cowboy fans will spend weeks convincing themselves that this year is different.
Oh, you think that's a possibility?
I mean, Cowboy fans are really dumb. Joe Fisher came in here and yelled at us one year when we didn't take the Cowboys seriously, and it almost ruined our friendship for like months on end. He refused to talk to us because we laughed at him in his face for being delusional, and then they played the Packers in the wild card round of the playoffs and lost by 60 at home.
He also got called on his own Saturday show because he was on vacation.
Yes.
And he did not know Swag was here, and he called Swag a child.
A child for what? What were you a child for?
Well, switching teams, of course.
Ah.
And then Swag hopped on and surprised Joe Fish, and Joe Fish went...
he pulled a James Crepia, huh? He backpedaled on it once he was called out?
Yeah, he was basically like, I'm an adult, I made a choice, why are you doing this to yourself? And he's like... Like an NFL lineman.
We got him, boys. Gave him one of those. I love how calling somebody else a child when you grew up in Portland, Oregon, a fan of the Dallas Cowboys.
I mean,
like.
And he's actually too young to have seen any of their Super Bowls.
He's
so much younger than us.
Yes, he's younger than me.
That the 95, 96 season.
Yes.
Is like he was four. He was three.
It's one thing to be a front-running kid and it's the heyday and you see all of the titles and it's like you're engrossed by it when you're a child. It's another thing to never see that happen and just be a front-running fan for a team who's done nothing in your life.
He was like an offensive lineman. Swag was like, I'm an adult. And he was like,
dude, you know those guys. If they somehow beat Philly tomorrow night, you know those fans exist. And be like, dude, we don't even need Micah Parsons. This is our year.
Schottenheimer's the guy.
Schottenheimer was the real Jerry. I love you, man.
I guess that's the beauty of having them, I guess, on TV.
I'm just trying to find the silver lining because I agree with you 100%.
Yeah,
like, that's stupid
that
they're in the
game.
If
that goes nuts and Pickens has a night and some other stuff, then
dude, my brother. We're all delusional as fans at the end of the day. It does not take very much to convince us that this is our year.
That part, you're not wrong there. The Parsons trade, though, I think broke a lot. Like, my brother is as diehard a Cowboy fan as you'll find. Even he was like, I'm thinking about being a Packer fan.
Whoa.
And I was like, you had to choose another team that I don't like.
You got it. See, here's where I at least
give credit. His wife is a Packer fan. He's just jumping on the house bandwagon.
Yeah. I'll be honest with you.
And his high school was green and gold.
I'll be honest with you. I've always been jealous of Packer fans. It'd be cool to be a Packer fan. That's what? A fan base that I look at. I'm like, that's cool. I want in that tribe.
Doom, 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 doom.
Yes, go, dude. Back, go. And Lambeau Field.
The Cheesehead.
Dude,
that's pretty sweet.
They got cool stuff going on over there.
But
I like that tribe.
You also like those colors.
I do like those colors.
And
fit.
Historic Field as well.
Historic Field, a game where you would want to go, a place where you'd want to go see a game.
Let's talk about the delusional fan bases of the National Football League. Let's get to that coming up next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
Well, good morning. Happy first day of school to all the middle school, high schoolers out there.
I'll tell you, as a parent of a kid who's not in school, delightful that school's back. Playgrounds wide open. I took the little guy to the park yesterday for a bit. Not a soul there.
As somebody who has both kids in school now when I'm off work, God damn. Thank you. I can now do whatever I need to get done. I can exercise. I can do chores.
I like to have free time. Is that kind of cool? Is that fun?
It's not actually that free.
Yeah, you always got to do something.
Hey, winter's coming. Better get that yard ready.
Constantly doing stuff. Yay! Go clean out those gutters. Don't forget to do that, everybody.
Halloween decorations have gone up in my house.
That's what we spent all day Sunday doing. Or Monday? I don't know what day it is. We got all of our fall decorations out.
We don't have them all up, but my wife is, like, starting to cobwebs. And
is it a stressful time in your house for decorating? My wife gets very stressed doing it, and I look at her like she's crazy. Like, you don't need to, like, this is supposed to be a joyful thing.
She's made the mess herself, and she's also gotten angry about the mess.
Yes.
So I guess in that way, yeah.
Yeah, and it's like, we got to clean this up. It's like, well, you know what? You're right. I'll clean it up.
Text comes in. Was texting a buddy about the Korean War, and it auto-corrected to Korean War.
That's a pretty good nickname.
The Korean War?
The Korean War.
Touchdown! The Korean War!
The Korean War's gonna hurt you.
What a block by the Korean War!
The Korean War's downfield blocking was tremendous.
It was phenomenal.
He goes north! He goes south! What a Korean War!
Talking NFL, kind of, sort of. Poll questions up. Would the Packers be a cool team to be a fan of? Yes or no?
Cheeseheads, publicly owned, Lambeau Field.
Why do you
classic jerseys?
Because
I could buy a steak. Give me a steak in the team.
But you don't really have a say.
I'm buying a steak.
Yeah, no say.
I'm hanging that in my man cave.
Here's
owner of the Green Bay Packers. I'm putting that in my Twitter profile.
Underrated downside, you got to a home game, you can't go to Green Bay. I know the stadium's iconic.
What's the travel like into Green Bay? Is it easy to get into?
No.
Let me look up a flight. Can you fly from Portland to Green Bay?
I don't think
I
can.
I don't know if you'd have to fly into Milwaukee.
How far is the drive from Milwaukee to Green Bay?
It's like an hour and a half.
That's not bad.
Do you know that factually, or are you just guessing?
Just making that up.
No, it's like an hour and a half.
It's an hour and a half?
You can drive there in 29 hours. That's not bad.
Get out of here.
That's not bad at all.
Okay, so your take is the Packers. What fan base, because you're not wrong, there's going to be multiple teams that win this weekend.
Yeah.
Some surprise, maybe not.
Sure.
That's going to tell themselves, we've done it. This is the year. What teams are those? What fan base do you
in
think?
In the NFL?
Yeah, like what fan, like if
I think the Seahawks are encroaching on this. If they beat the 49ers this weekend, I think they're already buying all of the preseason hype that
okay.
If they beat the 49ers, who they've had a really hard time beating the last handful of years, sans the final game of last season.
Like if the Raiders beat the Pats on the road, Vrabel first year, year two Drake May, are they going to tell themselves, we did it, we got the right guy, here we go?
Probably. That's actually one of my favorite bets of the weekend. Like should the Patriots be favored? Are we ready to do that with New England already? I've already been eyeballing that line. I think the Raiders are a decent candidate. I think the opponent has to matter here. And if I were a Raiders fan, I would hope that I would have the wherewithal of saying, we beat New England, who has a new head coach, a lot of new faces.
Yeah.
Is Stephon Diggs going to play? Drake May's going into year two. He was okay as a rookie, but like, you know, that's not beating the Patriots at 2015.
If the Jets beat the Steelers and A-Ron, they'll lose their minds.
Now, if the Steelers take care of the Jets handedly, I could see the reverse happening where
the Steelers
fans convince themselves they're a legit contender now because they have a real quarterback.
I'll give you another one. I think if Atlanta beats Tampa Bay, Tampa Bay's won that division three years in a row, whatever it is. If Atlanta,
four years in a row.
You think
there's enough fans of that team to
no,
say they
the
should be
No, but the small number
this?
Of Atlanta Falcons fans who exist.
They beat them last year at
who
home.
Go to that stadium.
Cousins did the dirty bird.
He did, but it's different now. They got Michael Penix, dude.
Jags over the Panthers. I could see that. All 20 of those fans saying this is it.
Cat scratch.
This is our year.
Yeah, other than that, I'm trying to find other delusional fan bases that
exist.
What about
the Browns beating the Bengals?
I'll give you one. Our boss is a diehard Giants fan. They got Mr. Unlimited at quarterback.
Yeah, they do.
Made Jackson Dart number two.
How about Dart being number two behind, ahead of J-Mo?
Look, I see the future vision of the Giants. Now, a lot of it is contingent on Jackson Dart being an actual NFL quarterback, but I think they're starting to buy their own stock right now, and if they beat the Commies on the road in week one, I think the Giants will do that. And none of these are shocking wins. That's the beauty of the NFL.
Browns beating the Bengals will shock us.
Yes.
Even though the Bengals are notoriously a slow start team.
It should not, is what I would say, because they lost at home to the New England Patriots. And where did the Patriots draft this year in the draft?
Bro, I get it.
They lost at home to the Patriots.
How many years can you lose that game?
One.
They have Flacco at quarterback.
Yeah, they do. They do.
That team sucks.
They're very bad. So were the New England Patriots, and they lost at home.
You're not wrong, but
that happened.
I'm just going to continue to be shocked every time the Bengals start their season losing that stupid game.
Yeah.
Every year, I'm going to be like, why? What? What is wrong with
you? They even played guys in the preseason this year, so they wouldn't do that. We'll see if they can get away with it.
Poll questions are up at Dirt and Sprague. NFL Eve is upon us.
Yes, it is.
Did you see Sirianni say he's not going to be out for the banner raising?
That is such a coach speak thing. I love it.
We ain't watching that.
This team didn't win anything. That was last year's team. You don't get to see the banner get raised.
Don't you be hungry for it.
You don't even get a ring.
Loaded third hour of the program. Lucy Burge is going to join us at 9 a.m. for her NFL picks on a hump day. The Queen of Dongs is going to join us every Wednesday. And I believe she'll be on the YouTube page as well. So we'll get her on the YouTubes at 9 a.m. That'll be the Daily Ticker. Loaded third hour of the program. Dirt and Sprague, hour number three, is next on 105.1 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.